Blog Talk Radio.
Then I don't stand late.
Camilla, I hope you enjoyed that wonderful, awesome, sexy tune by my man, T.C. Carson. That was hot. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. That is from his new and upcoming album that will be released next Tuesday. I'm sorry, the 8th of April, and I think that's next Wednesday. No, I was right, next Tuesday, April the 8th, and that's Live in Beverly Hills by T.C. Carson. And that single that you were listening to was Warm in the Rain. I could get very warm in the rain listening to that. So thank you for joining Get Deep and Keep It Real. I hope you're having a wonderful day. In a few minutes, we're going to have a special guest, Mr. T.C. Carson, talking about his new and upcoming project. But before we get to him, let's listen to another song from his album. Enjoy. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla.
Well, that's the beauty of live recording. You kind of get what you get.
La 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 la, yeah. Bet out of the air, I'm alone, but no. Do belay and lie on the old. Then lay on the old. Let it live. Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. Seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehave, and you've made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first. We can make this thing work, but I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. 'Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, love, oh, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, we gon' take it slow. This time we'll take it slow.
That was another tune by T.C. Carson, Ordinary People, off of his Live in Beverly Hills CD. I really like that one as well. I hope you did. Now, let's get to our interview with T.C. Carson. Hello, T.C. How are you?
I am well, Tiffany. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. Just chilling, relaxing, enjoying the music. I didn't want to come to my interview.
Cool. It's so interesting hearing it on the radio and hearing it. It's like, wow, they're really playing it. That's cool.
Yes, most definitely. It's just something that you want to just kind of cruise in your car or just sit back on the couch with a glass of wine and just, you know, let it all soak in.
Grown folk music.
Exactly. So, T.C., tell me, what was the inspiration for this CD?
Well, film and television has kind of slowed down for me. And I started in this business as a vocalist. That is my first love. So we're just getting back to the thing that I really, really love to do. And we thought about doing a live CD because I think I'm best seen live. I think people, get it when they come in and hear me as opposed to hearing me on a record. But we hope that with the CD out, people will want to come and hear me. And that's the whole purpose for me to get out and perform.
Oh, interesting. So really, music is your first love, because most of us, and for those of you who don't know, T.C. Carson used to also play on Live and Single back in the 90s. Wonderful show, one of my favorites when I was growing up, of course. And he was Kyle Barker, if you don't know, but I'm sure you all do. And if not, look it up on YouTube. They have some wonderful clips. And speaking of Living Single and YouTube clips, I just finished watching you singing Funny Valentine. And I'm telling you right now, you need to put that on your next album.
And it absolutely will be. It was supposed to be on this one, but I didn't like the way it sounded, so we're going to do it again.
Well, next time.
It was a wonderful moment in television. It was a wonderful moment for me as well.
Definitely. We were loving that so much. But moving forward to the future, to the present, today. So you've explained to me your inspiration for doing the whole CD. But so what can you tell me, like, the real difference when you're on stage and you're performing live? Does it just give you a different type of inspiration to be live, whereas when you're in a studio, it's not quite the same?
Absolutely. For me, it's all about connection with the audience, with the band members. Music is a collaborative effort for me, and it's not just the musicians. It's about the audience, the energy I get from them. When I look in people's faces, and I, you know, are they enjoying it? You know, what makes them happy? What makes them smile? You know, all those things come into play when you're doing live performance. Whereas when you're in the studio, you're just kind of dealing with yourself and your engineer, which is cool too. But I just prefer live performance. I'm a theater person, so I love being on stage.
Right. So it's kind of like a mixing of the two for you. You get to kind of
perform
as well as to sing, I understand. Now, what I find wonderful about that is because so many artists today, some of them are just singers and some of them are just performers, but it's very hard to marry the two.
Well, I think it's just that's a phenomenon of today. Back in the day, especially if you were African American, you had to be able to sing, dance, act, and roller skate on the ceiling in order to get the job. You know, but now everything is so compartmentalized. Everything is so specialized now that, and I think it has to do with the agents and that whole aspect of it, because they find it harder to work or sell somebody that is multi-talented. It's easier for them if you only do one thing.
I understand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is sad, but you're so right when you say that. It's really sad because we, as you know, the paying consumers are the ones who are kind of missing out. And I think also the artists as well, because they may not get to really go deep into within themselves to find other talents, hidden talents that they may have. You know?
And I think you see it, too, when you see singers who turn to acting and they really haven't studied that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not that good.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Back in the day when you were studio hire, you had to go to classes. You went to dance class. You went to acting class. You went to diction class. They groomed you to do this. And nowadays, they don't really groom people to do this. They pick people out and they give them the gig.
Can you say that one more time? Because I try to emphasize that to our young listeners so much that, you know, this isn't just something that you just do. You have to work at it. You have to be educated at it. You have to crack.
And it's hard to get them to understand that, because there are so many people who have not done that and who are stars. And that's we've got this whole fast food mentality about what we do as artists and stuff. And we have to get back to more study. We have to get back to the actual craft of what we do and not just a personality.
Okay, and speaking of that, can you share with us your educational background and experience?
Well, I actually went to school. I've been doing theater and music since grade school. I was part of the Title VI program, which was a program in Chicago that went to underprivileged schools, and they gave us art classes, dance, music, theater, crafts, all of that stuff after school. The things that are out of school right now. Nobody's doing that right now. But that fostered my love for music and theater. From then, I went to high school and studied, started a theater group in high school. When I went to college for architecture and interior design. But I also went, studied, you know, music and theater and acting when I was there. So it's just kind of been a natural progression of the thing that I love to do.
Okay. And so did you, like, go to university or, like, I know they have, like, for instance, in New York, they have, like, Juilliard and things like that. Were those, like, comparable type programs?
No, I didn't. I went to a regular four-year college at University of Illinois for, and I studied architecture.
Awesome.
But
I love
that's what my mother said. But I haven't used that backup plan, not really. I do interior design on the side. I do homes, and I just finished a club here in Los Angeles a few months ago. So I do keep that up, but my love is my performing.
Right.
And I got a lot of on the job train, and which is good as long as you're paying attention. You don't necessarily you don't necessarily have to go to class. If you get the job and you pay attention to what the people that really know how to do what you're trying to do, then you'll be able to learn what you need to learn. You know, it really is about getting the opportunity to do it and pick up as much knowledge about what you're trying to do as you can.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's in anything that you do in life. But,
absolutely.
You know, especially in the music and theater atmosphere, you can learn so much just from observation. Now, do you write your own music?
Yes, the original tunes that are on this CD were written by myself and Andre Simone, who was guitar player for Prince, actually.
Right. I was I know that name. I was, like, running through my head. I'm like, where do I know that name from? Great. He's very
talented. We wrote all the original stuff.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So what's your favorite tune on the album?
Wow. That's a hard one. Let me answer that later on. Toward the end of the interview. Let's come back to that.
Let
it marinate.
Well, I'm going to say I feel like right now, for me, it's a tie between Ordinary People and
Time?
Yes, thank you. This Time. It's a tie for me with those two. I enjoy those two a lot.
I like those two. I think I'd have to say maybe Warm as the Rain.
Okay. So what was your inspiration behind Warm as the Rain?
Warm as the Rain was, I was thinking about my dad one day.
Mm-hmm.
And how I didn't really grow up with him.
Right.
But he was still part of my life, and he did the best that he could to make sure that he was there as much he was allowed to be there.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about black men in general and how a lot of young men are growing up without fathers, but they're still successful. Mm-hmm. And this brother he's successful. He's on the fifth floor and he's looking out and he's wondering, wow, I got up here, but nobody knows all the stuff I went through to get here.
Right.
You know, nobody knows that I grew up in the projects and all these other things, you know, but I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go home and you see the young brothers playing on the street and you realize, oh, that's the future of our world right there. That's our future right there, you know.
Wow.
And it hurts to see that they don't get the opportunities that they should get.
Right.
You know, but, you know, that's all right. It's time to dry your eyes. It's time to make it work. Come on, let's make it work.
Exactly.
Strong black men.
And that we are, you are, they are, and we as a people are in general.
Yes.
And speaking of the people and music and such, why jazz? Why not R&B? Why not pop? Why jazz?
Couple of reasons. First of all, the music is the only indigenous music here in this country. And if we don't work to keep it alive, it will die. And the music that was written is so beautiful, so lush, it's so lyric-driven, so melodic, that it's hard to find new music that speaks like that. And the stories, that's what I really love about jazz, the stories that you can tell. And I am a singer who likes to tell stories. I'm not a riffer runner, all of that flipping and tricks and stuff. I don't necessarily do all of that. Now, I can skeet and scat on you a little bit, but all the other riffing and running, I don't really do. So it really is about melody and what is the song saying. And when I listen to music today, when I listen to what we're putting out as a people, our culture, it's a little disheartening. The way we talk about our sisters, the way we look at sex and nobody's talking about romance. Nobody's talking about love. And jazz kind of speaks to that. Those songs from back then speak to that. I also think that it's a very good way to bring new life to old music.
Okay.
We took a song Close to You, and we kind of did a little different thing on it. It's a great tune. And hopefully now that we put this little spin on it, it'll get some more play, or people will listen to it again in a different way. So I think jazz allows you to the freedom to explore, to experiment, to be kind of any, it doesn't keep you in a box. You can kind of be anything you want to be. And that's why I like it.
Oh, okay. I love it. I mean, because as I was listening to some of your clips, I just felt like, you know, although I was listening to it at home and not live, I felt that I was really there, and I really felt that there was a lot of energy and spoken word meets music meets just being at a, like, live concert. It was just, like, everything combined, which I guess that's what the point you were trying to make. But it was nice and refreshing because we just don't – it's something new again. You've taken something old and made it new again, because we don't see that anymore. You know, no one does live albums anymore.
I'm glad to be one of the first that's doing it again. And you will come and see me when we come to your city, right?
Yes, you must come to New Orleans, definitely.
Oh, I love New Orleans.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You have to come to New Orleans so we can do this live, one-on-one.
That's right.
No, and so, like, while we're on the topic of, like, New Orleans jazz, let's take it on an international tip. How can you explain to my audience, like, or I don't know if you really know, but I've lived abroad, and the jazz there, and just music in general, of course, is a little bit different than it is here in the U.S., but to me, especially jazz, and I found it most interesting how countries, like a lot of Asian countries, have really just taken a hold of jazz and embraced it and made it their own. Are there any particular countries or places overseas that you would maybe like to go and perform, or any international artists, jazz artists that you would like to collaborate with?
Wow. First of all, everywhere. I want to go everywhere. I want to go everywhere. I want to go to Barcelona. I want to go to Japan and China. I want to go to England, France, Italy. International jazz artists. Wow, everybody from here is international.
Right.
That's the thing. It's like it's interesting. It's easier to get play over there, and I think it's because people look at artists differently overseas. They don't put you in such a box as they do here in the United States. I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me and said, oh, you're a comedian, right? And I've never been a comedian.
Wow. Right.
But that's what they know me as. That's what this business has pegged me as. So that's what they see. But I think when you go overseas, they look at an entire artist. They don't look at just one part of what you do. So everything you do feeds the whole.
Right.
And they look at the aesthetic. It's not, what I'm trying to say, it's not so much of what the popular thing is. If it's good, it's good. Period.
Right.
It doesn't have to fit into a certain thing. If it's good, it's good. They don't care, as long as it's good. That's why you get so many artists coming out of England. So many actors. Look at all the actors, especially African-American. that are coming out of England.
That really warmed my heart just to see. I mean, some people look at it as a negative. It's like, oh, why didn't they use American actors for this movie, that movie? But, I mean, we're all one. We're all a collective, you know.
Yeah.
No matter where we're from, we're still one collective people. And so we all have to support and embrace each other.
Absolutely.
You know, because if we don't, who won't? You know, others won't.
You're absolutely right about that.
Like, but so I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing a more of a collaboration of artists, like international versus with American artists doing certain things. I think it would just be really interesting and fun to hear and to listen to and to watch.
Absolutely. I would love to collaborate with somebody from South Africa with some drummers. Rhythm is really a big thing for me, you know. So.
Yeah.
And it'll happen.
I remember.
It's coming.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me see. What was her name?
Miriam
Makeba?
Yes.
I'm going way back. She was like one of my favorites. One of my favorites that I really was introduced to South African jazz. Was her.
Okay.
And I mean, I just was like, wow, that I never knew that jazz had that wide of a reach.
And that's the thing about it. It's so vast because the boxes, there's no box. There's no borders.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to fit into a standard thing. It can be anything, you know. I learned how to sing by listening to people like Al Jarreau and Bobby McFerrin. I learned that there was a different way to sing. I didn't have to be a blues singer or an R&B singer or a pop singer. There was a different way to sing. And especially Al Jarreau, he really taught me that there was more to explore in voice than just the standard way to sing.
Right. Now, would you say he is like one of your main inspirations or the only? Or, like,
no,
if you had
not
to choose one person,
not
but
the
if you
only,
had to choose one person, who would you pick, though?
Wow, you going to make me choose one?
Yes, one.
Really? Wow. Okay, I would say then, instead of Al Jarreau, I would say Bobby McFerrin.
And why?
Because he uses his entire voice. He uses his falsetto, so he has the really highs. He uses his natural, and he uses his bottom as well. And he finds ways to incorporate all of those things.
Right.
And I think it's brilliant.
Now, if you had to choose one person, well, I'll let you give a list for these people that you would maybe like to collaborate with and to work with.
Oh, man.
And you can put that out in the universe to make it come to fruition.
Okay. You ready for this list? It's a long list.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ledisi, Rochelle Farrell, John Legend, Common, Patrice Rushen.
Oh, yes, wow.
Who else? Oh, see, I wish I had these questions ahead of time. I would have had a whole list of people for you. But those are the people that come to mind right away.
Right.
I really like Common's tone, and I like his what he writes about. So I think his tone and my tone would be really well together. I love me some Ledisi. That girl can sing the phone book and make me want to slap somebody. Really. And Rochelle Farrell, she plays well in her beautiful voice, and she writes really well too. You know, and Patrice is just that's my big sister, so you know, we're cool. I would love to do something with her.
She's just amazing to me, so super talented. Okay, well, our time is almost up, unfortunately, but before we go, number one, I want you to give a plug about your project. Number two, I want you to kind of just leave my listeners and the future young people out there some words of advice or just something inspirational from your heart.
Okay.
That's not enough.
Okay, number one, the CD is out. It's out on Tuesday, April 8th. You can get it on CD Baby, Amazon, not CD Baby, Amazon and Spotify and iTunes. It is called T.C. Carson Live in Beverly Hills. It is a mixture of original tunes and cover tunes. And it's a live performance, and I think you'll enjoy it. We had a good time. I think you will, too, when you listen to it. Words of encouragement. Okay. We really need to understand at any age is that you get one time to do this. Enjoy the journey. Don't get so caught up in the destination that you miss the trip.
I love it.
That's
awesome.
It.
Live in the moment. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
this is
you.
All we get, darling, and this
Carson.
Has been really wonderful talking to you.
Same. I hope we get to meet in person and continue the conversation.
We will. We're going to make that happen.
All right. We got to get you down to New Orleans. All right.
That's right.
Thank you for joining Get Deep and Keep It Real with T.C. Carson and Tiffany Camilla. See, T.C., T.C., hey.
T.C. squared. That's right.
Yes. All right. Have a great day, T.C. Bye-bye.
You as well, darling. Peace.
That was a wonderful conversation with T.C. Carson. And make sure you pick up his new CD that will be out next Wednesday, Live in Beverly Hills, and the single, Warm is the Rain. And I will take you out with a little bit more from his album, and this is Ordinary People. Thank you for joining Get Deep and Keep It Real. Have a great week. Love you.
Well, that's the beauty of live recording. You kind of get what you get.
La da la da la da la da yeah. Better the way than run but new. Do they lay and lay on the girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. Seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehave, and you've made your mistakes, and we've both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first. We can make this thing work, but I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. 'Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, love, oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, we gon' take it slow. This time we'll take it slow. This ain't no movie now, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day.
Sometimes it's heaven sent and we head back to hell again. Kissed and we make up all the way. I hang up and you call and we rise and we fall and we feel like just walking away. And as our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. It's slow. Maybe you live and learn. Maybe you crash and burn. Maybe you stay. Maybe you leave. Maybe you return. Maybe you won't survive it. Maybe you'll never find it. Maybe we'll grow. We never know. Maybe you and I, we're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. We're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Maybe we should take it. I think that we should take it. You wanna see me take it? You wanna see me take it? Slow. Oh, we gon' take it slow this time. Take it slow. Oh, we gon' take it slow. I know you like it slow. Take it. Slow. Oh, I'm gonna take it slow. This